Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
At 8:34, about to go 8:35, the Concord has found that parts of RICA are unconstitutional. This is an important decision. It is a very, very important and big decision, but it's not really clear why. So some of us that haven't been following it, the development, of course, it was ruled by the Supreme Court and then confirmed by the Constitutional Court. We've asked Cherise Takur from the advocacy coordinator at Amabungane to join us just to explain exactly why this is significant. Very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
What did you think of that song? You can say it was awful. I don't mind.
I mean, it was something I've never heard before and catchy.
All right. You could go into politics. I thought it was terrible. But anyway, you know what? It's some of the music I like and some I just don't. All right. This decision yesterday, for those of us that follow the space in terms of journalism and in terms of the importance of this type of work, understand the significance of it maybe. But perhaps you can give us a little bit of a perspective as to why this is so important.
Well, this judgment is very important because it will reduce the state's ability to use spying or use its spying powers in a manner that is not subject to the necessary controls. So it basically prevents spying abuse or guards against it. So that's why it's very important. The RICA judgment itself has, I think there's two main aspects of it that we need to look at. The one is it declared the practice of bulk surveillance to be unconstitutional. And that was the process of, or the practice of monitoring communications that go out of South Africa, for instance, you could do keyword searches, you could look up locations. And this was the monitoring of everybody's communication. You could also use it to target specific email addresses or persons. So this was really momentous when we won on this point in the High Court. Edward Snowden actually tweeted, wow, it really is an important development. And the Constitutional Court found that there was no legal basis for this practice and it cannot continue. The second aspect is the declaration of certain parts of RICA to be unconstitutional. And in that respect, there's certain safeguards that now need to be included. That includes things like the post-surveillance notification. So once the surveillance has ended, you are entitled or they must inform you that you were the subject of the surveillance. In addition, there's also the other aspects of extra protection for journalists mm-hmm. and their communications with their confidential sources, as well as communications between lawyers. So it is a very important development.
So just to remind our listeners that RICA, because we hear RICA all the time, we go and get a new cell phone, we know we've got to be RICA'd. RICA is the Regulation of Interception of Communications and Provision of Communication Related Information Act. It's a South African law that regulates the interception of communications and associated processes, such as the applications for an authorization of interception of communications. Is this the first time that it's been properly challenged?
In this respect, as far as we know, yes. Thanks for that a little summary of what RICA actually is. I think most people know of it as the thing that you have to, the steps you have to follow when you need to get a new cell phone
exactly.
or account. In fact, when you submit your personal information there, like your ID and your address and things, that's the kind of information that can be used to identify you for the purposes of interception of communication. And there are legitimate uses for this interception. So, for instance, if they're trying to investigate a crime or they suspect that you're involved in a crime, but the process involved is that they need to go before the designated judge But obviously, all of this happens in secret.
Mm.
You're not informed that this is happening. And it's the designated judge which makes the decision, yes, I'll authorize it in this instance. But why this judgment is important is because it bolsters the independence of the designated judge.
How do we differ in South Africa to the rest of the world? Well, we can't talk about the rest of the world as a collective, but as compared to a society where the individual rights are well balanced against the rights of the state, for example.
So the Constitutional Court actually relied on comparative jurisprudence in making its decision. So things like the post-surveillance notification, they looked at other countries and what they do. So they looked at the U.S. and a number of countries that provide for this. And they said, you know, it is a practice elsewhere, so why is it not a practice here? Mm. And so that was part of the reasoning. So definitely we had some catching up to do when seeing as the court did rely on comparative jurisprudence. And now it's for Parliament. So they've got 3 years to remedy the defects in RICA. So they will have to look and see what the international standard is and enact a law that you know, puts us in that category, in that realm.
And what does this mean specifically for journalism, for free press in South Africa?
It really is a massive win for free press. So as I mentioned, there's that specific finding in relation to journalists and their sources. It also impacts legal practitioners and their clients. But it's an extra layer of protection for confidential sources in that if there's a request made to access the information of a journalist or the communications of a journalist, that has to be disclosed to the RICA designated judge. The judge has to take that into consideration in making the decision. And the declaring of the practice of bulk surveillance to be unlawful is also a huge boon to journalists as well, because their communications, and this was the case, that this is what happened to Sam Saul, our managing partner, in that his communications were monitored, and he only found out when his conversation was attached to court papers in a matter he was completely unrelated to him. Right. So this is definitely means that there's a lot more protection for sources, give more people confidence to come forward and speak to journalists and uncover crime and corruption. So it really is a great judgment for that purpose.
So that's where I wanted to actually go now, is just to try and understand Ama Bongani's and Sam Saul's relationship or interest in this as it affected him.
Yes. So the conversation in question was with Billy Downer, an advocate who was involved in the prosecution of Jacob Zuma. And this was a private conversation. Sam had no inclination that it was being monitored. And as I mentioned, it showed up in court papers. And Sam was not even a litigant in that case. So, I mean, it would be a surprise to anyone to find out
Absolutely.
That your conversation with somebody shows up in a transcript somewhere. Mm. And that is what prompted Ama Bongani to go to the High Court, and which has now led to the Constitutional Court in these confirmation proceedings.
And this, of course, impacts not only on Ama Bongani, but in fact on the entire industry. But I would imagine that you were targeted more so because of your role in exposing corruption, in doing the research around so much of what has gone on in South Africa.
Definitely. And I think we've seen with the with what has been exposed in the Zondo Commission about how the state's security apparatus has been used or misused for to advance personal interests and factional battles. I think this is really a great confirmation of the need to guard against that kind of spying abuse that has been happening. So it's definitely something that affects everyone.
When we as the public start to read about this misuse, the not only targeting of journalists, but also the capture of many publications. That puts a greater pressure on organizations such as yourselves to expose what has gone on. But at the same time, given the environment that we have been in and the depth and the levels to which government has been prepared to stoop, it's got to be quite concerning and to continue to fight this cause.
Of course, and that's why I think this victory comes at such an important time, because it's been a very difficult period for South Africa, and I think we were waiting for some good news. And this is good news because it's going to help journalists to continue to do the work. And a lot of the good work of exposing state capture, things like the Gupta leaks, was done by journalists. Anything that we can do to support them in this work is for the benefit of society as a whole. And a free and independent and protected media is vital to a healthy democracy.
Absolutely. Without truth, there is really very, very little that we can rely on. A truthful society and a transparent society is a free one. And I would definitely say that between the press and the Constitutional Court, that is really just how we manage to get through to the other side of it. Not that we are completely free of it, but certainly when you bring it to light, it has it's much less dangerous. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Keep doing the amazing work that you are doing. That is Cherise Takur from the Advocacy Coordinator at Amabugani, telling us about the Constitutional Court finding that took place yesterday.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.